SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents another program in its transcription series, Musica Helvetica. Today we feature one of the most outstanding Swiss artists of the concert stage, clarinetist Thomas Friedli.
Leading Swiss concert artist Thomas Friedli playing one of the three pieces for solo clarinet by Igor Stravinsky. Thomas Friedli is a native of the small country town of Huttwil in the canton of Bern, where he was born in 1946. He studied first at the conservatories of Bern and Lausanne, and later in Paris. At the Geneva International Competition for Music Performers of 1971, he was awarded first prize for clarinet and the Prix Ernest Ansermet. In 1975, he won the Soloists' Prize of the Swiss Musicians Association and became a laureate of the Tribune Internationale des Jeunes Interprètes of Bratislava, an annual UNESCO award for young performers and composers. In 1977, he founded the Bern Clarinet Trio with Henrik Crawford viola and Natasha Gommel piano. For our program today, Thomas Friedli has further chosen works by Weber, Mozart, and Swiss composer Franz Tischhauser. We'll hear him now in a performance of the third movement from Carl Maria von Weber's Concerto in E-flat major for clarinet and orchestra, Opus 74. The Orchestre de la Suisse Romande is conducted by Jean Mélan. Thank you. Thomas Friedli with the Orchestre de la Suisse Romande performing the third movement, Polacca, from the Concerto in E-flat major for clarinet and orchestra, Opus 74, by Karl Maria von Weber. Mr. Friedli is a frequent guest at leading concert halls and festivals throughout Europe, and he has also toured South America. In Switzerland, he has appeared with Yehudi Menuhin at the Menuhin Festival in Gstaad. Now, Thomas Friedli is going to display yet another facet of his virtuosity as he turns to one of the grand classical compositions for his instrument. Here's the Adagio from Mozart's Concerto in A Major for Clarinet and Orchestra, Köchel 622. The Lausanne Chamber Orchestra is conducted by Francesco Mander.
Thank you.
Thomas Friedli, clarinet, in a public performance of the second movement, Adagio, from Mozart's Concerto in A Major for Clarinet and Orchestra. In 1976, Friedli appeared at the June Festival in Zurich, where he gave the first performance of the Beggar's Concerto for Clarinet and String Orchestra by Swiss contemporary composer Franz Tischhauser. Performing with him were the Camerata of Zurich, conducted by Reto Tschupp. Before we present the third movement of this concerto, let us hear what Thomas Friedli himself has to say about this work and about his personal approach to music in general.
Music is for me not only a profession, but a passion, a means of communication which is absolutely vital to me. I'm happy to be able, at present, to work as a soloist, as well as a chamber player and an orchestral musician. Franz Tischhauser, in my estimation, is one of the most likable personalities among Swiss composers of today. His music is intelligent and entertaining and is therefore very well received by the public. The Beggar's Concerto was written especially for the tour of Latin America in 1977 by the Camerata of Zurich, in which I participated as soloist. It was in connection with this tour that I met Tischhauser for the first time in 1975 in order to discuss various technical and sound problems of the clarinet. He actually had the composition almost completed in his mind without having yet written down a single note. This way of composing I find very impressive. Tischhauser's Beggar's Concerto is an equal challenge to both the soloist and the chamber orchestra. To the listener, however, the music sounds uncomplicated and pleasant to the ear. Only when you study the work more closely do you begin to realize the intricate nature of the composition and the extraordinary musical skill of the author.
Thank you.
The third movement from the Beggar's Concerto for Clarinet and String Orchestra by Swiss composer Franz Tischhauser, featuring Thomas Friedli, clarinet.
That was another feature in the transcription series Musica Helvetica, presented by SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation. Today's program was devoted to Thomas Friedli, one of the leading Swiss artists of the concert stage.